Welcome to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's podcast for innovative entrepreneurs and executives. And brought to you by Bennett Gold LLP Chartered Accountants. Here is your host, Robert Gold.
Once again, from high atop the Business Cast Podcast Center in Toronto, live and in the morning, we're way off to the west. I can see Whiskey Gap, Alberta. I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Bennett Gold LLP Chartered Accountants in Toronto, and this podcast is produced in partnership with ProfitGuide.com. Today, I can't wait. A return guest is with us, Nicholas Richenbach. Nicholas is the founder of Flow Water, Inc., FlowLikeWater.com. Nicholas, welcome back to the Profit Business Cast.
Thanks for having me, Robert.
So it's really exciting. We're going to get into the story of what Flow is and where it's going. We're going to talk about influencer campaigns, but let's step back a little bit and tell us a little about yourself and how you came to found Flow Water.
Well, in true fashion, we'll have to stay consistent with the last podcast. You coined it best. I'm a serial entrepreneur. Flow is my 11th company. Most of my companies I've sold already. I have a portfolio of companies mainly in consumer tech and product, mainly MagMech games, make video games and great games for iPhones and iPads and Android devices and Facebook. And a hotel software company called Guest Driven based in Montreal, and hotel software, mainly mobile check-in product, and Rabbit, RABB.IT. We do video chat. That's based in Silicon Valley. Kept myself pretty busy and closed my new company, one a little more near or dear to my heart, because Flow's Water comes from my family's artesian spring in southwestern Ontario.
So the big difference between Flow, again, flowlikewater.com, and I got to tell you, Nicholas, I am a subscriber to your delivery service, and my wife will only drink Flow Water. She can't stand the other brands. This isn't a commercial, but I'm telling you, you have raving fans out there.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, exactly. So when it comes to Flow, that's a lot different than these digital properties and these other companies you have. Why would you immerse yourself, that's a pun, in a physical product company?
The other companies are all digital companies, but before that, I did a lot of physical products as well, CDs and video games. I've done Xbox. I understand retail enough to be dangerous and really kind of focus in on consumer engagement and consumer awareness and consumer marketing. Now, most awareness and brand advocacy happens online. So my domain expertise is marketing digitally to users, going through user acquisition, engagement, virality, and monetization, which is exactly how we engage with our consumer with Flow. Is having the source of Flow on my family's artesian spring is a high motivator for that. But we always knew it was amazing water. We just never really wanted to commercially develop it because we didn't really like the way that the bottled water industry had went from beautiful glass, high-quality mineral water in the 80s, kind of degraded all the way down to not good plastic with reverse osmosis tap water from municipal supplies. We never really wanted to build a plastic factory on top of the beautiful artesian condition and beautiful property. Fast forward, I'm in San Francisco with my company Rabbit. I saw the opportunity to really disrupt the bottled water industry by creating an alternative to plastic and glass, because the city of San Francisco at that time were trying to ban plastic bottles from being sold, and now they successfully have done that. But at the time, they were just discussing about it. No, like a true entrepreneur, they said there's got to be a better way. That was the inception and birth of Flow.
So let's just put some numbers to this. How many stores in Canada now and to the end of this year? How many stores do you expect to be in the U.S., say, by the end of 2017? What's our growth model?
Well, we had a phenomenal year last year. We launched in May. As of this May, we were listed in 3,000 locations across Canada, all the major grocery and drug chains like Loblaws, Sobeys, Metro, Whole Foods, Rexall, all of the other amazing boutique health natural grocery stores like Goodness Me, Summerhill Market, or your local high-end grocery organic grocer. We have about another 800 of those nationwide. The first year with about 3,000 locations in Canada alone, we've done a phenomenal job at getting great consumer pickup. Our velocity, which is how many people buy repeat purchases after the first one, is really good. We're trending at par with established brands like VG Water and the likes of. So this year, we decided to expand the company further and bring the product into the U.S., which is really exciting for us, but not only for us, but for Canada, in my opinion. There hasn't been a premium Canadian water in the U.S. market for decades. Arguably, has never been a premium water in the U.S. that's from Canada. So we really feel that Flo, we're the highest quality mineral water, higher quality than Fiji or Avion in our mineral counts. We have a 353 parts per liter mineral count of all the essential minerals, calcium, magnesium, potassium, zinc, which all gives it a naturally alkaline pH of 8.1, which has a lot of health benefits. We can find out more on our website about exactly that. But the point being is that we have a higher quality water than Fiji or Avion or Icelandic. You can say Fiji water's from Fiji, Avion's from France, Icelandic's from Iceland, and Flo's from Canada. So we really feel that we can go down to the U.S. and hold the Canadian flag high and proud with our brand and have it really resonate strong with the American consumer. We're excited to have the opportunity to double our store count, and that's our goal.
So this is a great segue, talking about the U.S. market. There's a lot of excitement around Flo right now because this topic we're going to talk today is about influencers and influencer campaigns, and somehow you've managed to come up with the Blue Jays Major League Baseball MVP Josh Donaldson to be your celebrity influencer. How did that come to pass?
That's a little bit of serendipity, luck, and good timing. I don't play baseball and I don't follow baseball. I may go to a Jays game once a year. And so Josh Donaldson's agent called me and said, hey, I represent Josh Donaldson. He really loves your water. He discovered it in the clubhouse and he wants to know if he could get some more. I said, absolutely. I'd love to have the third baseman of the Blue Jays. And if he loves the product, that's great. I had to Google his name at the same time as I was talking to her because I didn't know who he was. I said, oh, yeah, I really like his haircut. He looks totally on brand. The agent and I just befriended each other and stayed in close contact throughout the playoffs. And sure enough, a little bit of luck on our side, but definitely skill on his side. He wins the MVP of the MLB. At that point, spring training kicked off and his agent said, you know, Josh still really wants to work with the brand. He has lots of opportunities from lots of other companies, but he wants to work with Flo and do a spring-summer campaign. I said, absolutely. Let's shoot him working out in Tampa, all about health, wellness, and fitness, about Josh finding his flow, what makes him passionate and focused about being success, and how does he bring back health and wellness into his performance. And so we shot him working out. We have a series of videos going out across all of our social channels this summer. Huge POS campaign that's going through all of our retail 3,000 locations across Canada. And then into the fall with the playoffs happening, we're going to have special contests running around giving tickets away and about helping people find their flow. The reception's been phenomenal from both the retail community as well as the consumer as a reflection of all of the great content.
I imagine expectations are hard to manage when you're dealing with a celebrity influencer, both your expectations, the company's expectations, your customers' expectations, in this case, Josh Donaldson's expectations. Can you compare and contrast your expectation and Josh's? How did you manage expectations?
Very easy, Robert. I think a great brand partnership is about what a person wants to do, not what you can get them to do. So I asked the agent, I said, what does Josh want? How do you guys want to work with us? And what is the outcome? And I said, here's the vision of what we want. I said, I want to make Josh look like David Beckham in a campaign. I want to shoot him with a high-end fashion photographer, get all the brand new Nike clothes that he's had a sponsorship with, and shoot him in the flow and talking about this. So we actually just asked him, and he said, I want to do the shoot. I can do all these series of videos. He said, but I can't do a personal appearance during the baseball season. He said, I want to focus entirely on winning the MVP, where I could have said, well, we need a personal appearance and offer them more money or something like that. But then at the end of the day, that wouldn't have been what Josh wanted to do with the brand. And so I think we captured a great brand partnership with an influencer because he gave us what he could. He approached us and then we kind of carved it into a brand expression that actually matches both our styles and personalities as an influencer, as well as a brand.
Nicholas, it sounds really easy working with Josh because he knew what he wanted. He was on point with your message. You were on point with his messaging and with his image and the hashtag mind body flow that's going all summer. But not every celebrity influencer is going to be easy to deal with. Can you talk to us about, let's say, three challenges that you think companies would have when working with influencers?
The first challenge is whether you approach them or they actually like your product. If they like your product and you see them using your product, it's a lot easier to engage with an influencer or a celebrity because they're already genuinely engaged with your product. On the flip side of it, the first challenge you'll get is that when you approach someone and they don't know your product, then it becomes about product discovery and monetary compensation to the influencer versus something that's truly about brand advocacy and product advocacy. So I think that the challenge first is to identify someone that's already using your product that is an influencer, engaging with them as a reflection of them being a part of your product ecosystem. And then if not, start talking about your product versus talking about a deal. Tell them about your product, the vision, why you created it. And I think the first challenge is don't make it about money, because when it becomes about money, they're a master at getting the most amount of money for their clients. When it's about product endorsement, it's about a commercial term associated with it. So that's the first challenge. Number two is being able to structure the right deal. This is an art form, one of which I've had years to master in my trade, because I've done well over 1,000 licensing deals with celebrities, actors, movie titles. Because of my video game company, Multitude Video Games, I've put out, we've done anywhere from Indiana Jones to Star Wars, Steven Spielberg titles, the list goes on. So when I've had to license and do all those deals, I've had to involve rights management, and you have to be very clear with what you want to get and what you want to do. So you have to really map out in detail all of the different assets that you want, all of the different things that you want the person to do, and then equally where it's going to go. Is it going to go into retail? Is it going to go into digital? Is it going to go into social? Is it going to go on a television ad or a media print, or is it going to be in PR? So you really have to define rights usage and media exploitation in regards to that deal. So that's actually a very hard thing to put together. And then equally the challenge is the output of the contract. What's the creative direction? And really working with that influencer and that celebrity to match your brand and their brand effectively, and making sure that the outcome is specific to the expression of it is complementary to both brands. And that's where you involve a creative agency that would come in and help do creative direction between your brand and them, and really create high quality assets that are really true to your brand and to the campaign.
I'll tell you what occurs to me, the internal investment, the human resources that you have to invest to manage all this and work with all those groups. We talk about what it might take to make this successful. We talk about marketing, we talk about imaging, we talk about appearances, but the internal investment, I can't imagine what you and your people are spending in time, the amount of hours to make the Josh Donaldson campaign a success.
Hundreds of hours to make it successful. Video editors, creative direction, graphic designers, advertising, creative agencies, assets, but that's one part of it. As my vice president of sales and GM of Canada, Michael Lyons, said it best, he's like, once you got the assets done, then all the work really starts, because you have to get all those assets out into market. The 1,000 stores or 2,000 or 3,000 stores have to be activated. Now, you can imagine just the amount of work that it would take to put a advertising in a Loblaws in, you know, southwestern Ontario or Ottawa, and, you know, activate 400, 500 stores at one time all around this campaign. So it has been immense, but very rewarding and very successful.
So to success, one final question for you, and you're the king when it comes to this stuff now. How do you ensure success when you work with an influencer? What's the number one thing to make it work?
I think it's an ongoing relationship. It involves great content, great execution. That's key. But also it involves an ongoing relationship. This day and age, content, it's like snacking. You know what I mean? It's not like meals. Everyone likes content. They want to snack all the time. They want to eat content up. They want a daily engagement with their brand. They want a weekly engagement or monthly engagement. And so you got to provide them snacks, which involves an ongoing relationship with the influencer. And a prime example of this is we did our photo shoot with Josh, and our creative director for the company said, Josh, why don't you just send us, when you're in the flow, being your best, send us some photos. Send us some videos. This is the content that's going to be put out all across our digital and social channels about Josh being in the flow. And the video is on www.flowlikewater.com. You can see that he gave us his social channels when he was working out playing ping pong one night. That's him in the flow. Or when he was working out, or when he was in the batting cage. And so that's really what I call authentic authentic content. And it's an authentic engagement around an influencer that just loves the brand, loves the positioning, and he's willing to go out of his way. That was not in a contract. We asked him, he said, absolutely, let's do it. Let's make the content better. I want to express myself with the brand and express myself in the flow.
Well, certainly a win-win. Nicholas Reichenbach, founder, Flow Water, Inc., flowlikewater.com. You have to take a look at it. Look at the campaign with Josh. It's quite amazing and well done for a small Canadian company taking on at least the U.S., if not the world. Nicholas, thank you for being a guest on the Profit Business Cast.
Thank you, Robert. Always a pleasure.
And until next time, I'm Robert Gold, managing partner of Bennett Gold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto. If you want to see how we execute in a great fashion, check us out at bennettgold.ca. You can find other great episodes of the Profit Business Cast at profitguide.com. See you next time in the morning, everyone. Good night, Josh, and good night, Whiskey Gap, Alberta.
You've been listening to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's business podcast, and brought to you by Bennett Gold, LLP, Chartered Accountants. From acceleration to succession, strategy to tax planning, there's a lot more through the door at bennettgold.ca.